Right.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the August meeting for the LSBD. Everybody's on here. Hey, Max, how are you? Welcome. Renee, Michael.
Yep.
A couple new faces on here, Montez and Becky from the city. Becky, you kind of want to introduce yourself and your role?
Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Becky Alvin. I'm the Economic Development Manager for the city. I started back in May, so I'm here to work with our business community. So excited to be here.
Awesome.
Well, cool. You're in the right place at the right time.
All right, Miles.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Montez Miles. I'm the Economic Development Specialist. I'm here to make the business community thrive. And yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Miles. All right. So at this time, we'll open it up to public comments, limited to 3 minutes. Is there any public comments?
First, I'm going to go ahead and move over the Suzanne, who actually emailed requesting to speak. And then after that, I will move over Joe Edwards so that we can see if he has any comments.
Okay.
So, Suzanne, you have the floor for your public comment.
She was cool, but she's wrong, Samantha. I've seen her.
There we go.
Renee, you're hot mic.
Boy, that mic is sensitive.
It is.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, thank you who are on the board for doing this thankless job. I think especially Jay for taking it over on an emergency basis. But I do have many concerns about the LSBD. I have a history with it. My husband started it many, many years ago. He was president for a while. I was president a year or two. And it has changed, of course, considerably as the loop has changed. The first thing that bothers me most is the fact that this is on a webinar. And this, of course, discourages involvement. Those of you who have seen this before remember meetings where there were 40 or 50 people, usually at Blueberry Hill, and there was active discussion. This has gone completely away. It must go back to in-person format. At the one meeting you had this spring that was at Fitz's, it was in person, and there was a modest attendance. And at that, you had decided the next meeting was going to be in person, and then suddenly it changed to this webinar again. I don't understand how that happened. This has to be a priority to go back if you want anything like involvement from the loop. Second is I finally got, with great difficulty, a copy of the original bylaws, I believe. It does not have any of the amendments. The two amendments that I'm pretty sure about are that you have reduced the number of board members from 9 to, I think it's 7. And also that the board president or executive board can approve expenditures above $1,000. I'd like to know what other things have been changed, why we can't get access to these bylaws. A third thing is that I am very disappointed in what are called financial reports. What I have seen in going to these meetings for several years is that financial reports are simply, how much money do we have in our bank account? That's not a financial report. These should be available. I don't understand the role and the relationship between the loop and the EDRST, why it seems to have complete control over what the loop can expend. And a fourth thing is I think you really need to budget an administrator. This is unfair for Brooke to take on one more job. And we had a reasonable administrator, and my understanding is you ran out of money, You didn't budget it in. My last statement is, where is the discussion of trees and the treescape? This again has been a discussion for the last year, and it keeps being kicked down the road a little further. You, City in Bloom, is responsible, but there's nothing on your agenda about how you're actually going to get some trees planted. As you know, it's probably best to plant the trees in late fall, early spring, and this simply does not seem to be on the agenda, and it is essential, I think, to the health and beauty of the loop. I'm glad that there's an economic developer, but that's not taking the place of what the Loop SPD was supposed to be doing. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you.
All right.
Brooke, do you want to, I guess we'll talk about some of those things, you know, in this meeting too, that you addressed there. Suzanne, I appreciate your comments and moving forward. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In-person stuff is, I think, important too, but some of the restrictions of some of the people on the board have made us go to this format for now, but we'll try and do more in-persons in the future, which I like to do too. So thank you for your comment.
You're welcome.
I'm going to change your role back, Suzanne. And then I'm going to go ahead and move over Joe Edwards to see if he has any comments. Joe, do you have any comments for us?
Actually, I don't this time. things seem to be going pretty well in a good direction, and I think the board's doing a good job. I mean, I listened to the meeting, obviously, and at the end, if I think of anything, I'll bring it up. But right now, I'm happy.
Okay, great, great.
Thanks, Joe.
We're going to go ahead and there we go. All right. If anyone else on the attendee side has a public comment, please raise your hand. Okay, I don't see any hands raised. We will have a second public comment section at the end if you all wish to comment at that time. So, Chair, you may move to your next agenda item.
All right, so a motion, is there a motion to approve the meetings, the minutes from the last meeting on July 8th?
We're not gonna approve the minutes if they didn't go out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because no one's read them. So we want people to have, you know, your board members to have the opportunity to read them. So we'll have to postpone those for the next meeting.
Okay, so moving on to the University City update, Mayor Terry Crow or Brooker?
I don't have many updates. EDRST did meet last month. I think that I may have updated you all on that at the last meeting, because I feel like they met before you all met, but they did vote to approve funding for the four entities that receive money from EDRST each year. That does include LSBD. That did go to council last night, and that was approved with your projected budget for your events. So that's really the only update that I have. Becky and Miles are working on the schedule for the upcoming round of facade improvements, and I see Becky has unmuted, and so I believe she has some additional updates.
Yeah, the only other update I would add to that is that Miles and I have started our business retention and an expansion program. So our goal is to get out and have conversations with as many of our businesses across the city as we can, so that we can develop programs to help the business community. So Miles may be reaching out to you to set up those interviews. If you want to reach out to Miles or I to set those interviews up earlier than maybe you might have been on our schedule, please feel free to do that. We'll squish you in where we can. We'd love to talk to all of you.
And please, please pass that around to,
yes,
you know, all of your businesses, not just in the loop, any business owners you know outside of the loop, because the information we receive from these interviews will really go into the EDRST program, grant programs that we're trying to create. So please make sure that you guys are participating in these BRE interviews. It's very important because we're looking for the feedback from the business community before we craft new grant programs with EDRST.
So what's the contact? We call in, we got an email, what are we doing?
Yes. So we can send out contact information. Or Brooke, what's the best way to do this?
We'll probably let's do something in the community report and the Explore U City that puts the contact information for you or Miles. The Explore U City will go to the businesses, and the community report that Jared puts together goes out to anyone that signed up for it. And Renee, what we can do is when we get off this meeting, I'll shoot you an email with both Becky and Miles's contact information. And additionally, all of our contact info is on our website. You can always visit our website to get an email address or phone number for any of us here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So was the U City in Bloom that was approved in the city council last night?
Yes, it was. So LSBD, U City in Bloom, the Mannequins Project, and the Farmers Market. Those are four entities that receive funding each year from EDRST. All four were approved. As far as U City in Bloom, what I'm sure you're alluding to, they did request an increase, which will allow them to take care of the tree or plant trees in the loop. I do see that Jesse Gilbertson is on here as an attendee, but so they did request an increase that will help facilitate that joint venture of the, you know, planting trees in those tree wells in the loop.
Right. That's awesome. Great. So that answers one of Suzanne's questions, which I was going to bring up later, but that's a great progress for us to move forward to get those trees. Okay. Anybody else from the city or?
No, it doesn't look like we have an officer available either. So I think that for now, that I know the mayor usually goes way into way more detail, but I don't have all of that.
Okay. All right. So moving on to the Washington University update, do we have Joanne or Rachel on the call?
Yes, I am moving Joanna over and Rachel. Uh-oh, did I do the wrong person? Yes. Okay. There it is. Okay. Both Joanna and Rachel are over.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see everyone. And I'll just start us out very quickly and then let Rachel provide the real estate perspective update. But in terms of operations, university operations, it's hard to believe it is time for the semester to begin. Classes begin on August 25th, so Monday, August 25th. But of course, students are arriving momentarily. So first year students will be here for first year move-in this Friday, August 15th, and Saturday the 16th, they will be here. That is preparing them for orientation for what we call bare beginnings. And then we have returning students that will be here starting really in mass the weekend of Friday, August 22nd. The big thing that we have going on that's related to the loop is the evening on the loop on Friday, August 22nd. Where our students, all of our first year students, we're expecting about 400 of them. The bare beginnings will culminate with them coming to the loop to just hang out, to have the opportunity to experience the fun and vibrancy of the loop. And so we've certainly been reaching out and will continue to promote. I know that some of the businesses have promotions planned, and we appreciate that. And we've also, our chief has talked to Chief Hampton as well. So just so everybody knows, and please, if there's any questions about that, let me know.
Sure. Thanks, Joanne.
Absolutely. Rachel, I turn it over to Rachel.
Thanks, Joanna. I'll give a quick update in the West Loop. Many of you know we've had planned for quite some time some renovation work to the storefront of the building we lovingly refer to as Yellow Bricks, carried over from Joe's nomenclature and still is the name around WashU, but the building where Salt and Smoke, Renouche, and Renee's gallery are. So we've been in for permit, I believe, since about late June with University City. So we've been waiting for that permit to be released so we can proceed with the work. But I did hear just before this call that we're scheduled tomorrow night to go before the neighborhood historic review committee. So we'll present our plans tomorrow evening for that and hopefully be able to proceed with the permit and the work. So I'm eager to get that done. Awning work, we are in for permit, I understand from our vendor for that as well. So we should have, we're targeting, assuming the permit gets released, we should have a couple of the awnings to start going up next week, assuming all goes well. So that's what I have your report on the West Loop side, but happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
Does anybody have any questions or? All right. Thanks, Rachel. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Joanne. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to Samantha Sumagala with the East Loop update. Is she on the call?
She is. Give me just a second. All right. And Samantha is okay. Samantha should be moving over now.
There we go. Good morning, everyone. Just a few updates from the East Loop SID side. So as you all know, we're working on our streetscape project in the 58 and 5900 blocks, and we've completed an existing condition report, all the surveying with our engineers, we've completed traffic studies, and we are now in the exciting design phase. So I wanted to let you know about a few community engagement events we're having. First one was a week from yesterday. It's August 18th, next Monday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it will be held at STL Artworks. We're going to be showcasing some of these new concepts to the community for feedback and continue to refine as we continue to get feedback. We're also sending out some email newsletters with surveys and just general information about where we're at in the project. We'll be sending out some mailers. And our second community engagement event will be September 19th. This is also Parking Day, if you're familiar with Parking Day. Parking Day is really led by the American Landscape Association, and it is basically taking parking spots and redesigning them and giving them back to the community for use as, outdoor space or, outdoor dining space, really an extension of the sidewalk and giving it back to the people versus cars. So we're going to take this opportunity in Parking Day and actually do a demonstration with Tactical Urbanism. It's going to be just one day temporary demonstration of the streetscape project in the 5800 block. So we're inviting everyone to come out September 19th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're also kind of pairing this up with a business appreciation party to get everyone excited and wanting to come out and see the design and actually get to feel this out, understand how it's going to function, understand how it's going to look, and get some really great feedback. Because before we put shovels in the ground. We want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. The design is what people are looking for, and it's going to make the street safer. It's going to make it more beautiful. We're going to increase the landscaping, improve lighting, and really just make the entire Del Mar Loop extremely walkable and welcoming to everyone. So we're excited. We're not just showing inspiration photos. We actually have designs to share with everyone and capture some feedback. So that first engagement event, again, is August 18th, 4 to 6 at STL Artworks. It's open house. There's no program. You can come at any point in time. And then our second engagement event will be September 19th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Again, open house. Come and see this mock-up of the design on the street in the 5800 block. I also will mention that September 19th, it will be a busy day in the Del Mar Loop. It's also the Balloon Glow, and we have approved from Bi-State extended hours for the trolley, which our goal with this, of course, is to spur some economic development in the Del Mar Loop. So the trolley will be running the entire route from the University City Library all the way to the History Museum. Both trolleys will be running, so instead of an hour between stops, it'll only be 30 minutes between stops, and it will be running until 10 p.m. So our goal is to advertise this, make sure people know that they can park in the loop and get something to eat, get a drink, maybe even pack a picnic at United Provisions, get on the trolley, go to Forest Park for the Balloon Glow. After you get off at the History Museum, it's a short 20-minute walk, beautiful Forest Park, so very enjoyable. But we're hoping that they'll come to the loop and dine with us, go to the glow, and then ride the trolley back to maybe have a nightcap or dessert or, you know, come hang out with us some more. So that's the goal for the extended hours for the trolley for the Balloon Glow. We're going to print some ads to put in the trolley, but I'll also be sending out information in a newsletter just about, you know, the trolley's extended hours. So please let everyone know, come to the loop before the Balloon Glow, enjoy the glow, and then come back. So busy day in the loop, September 19th. And speaking of the trolley, we've had phenomenal stats of our Trolley Passport app. So thank you for all of those businesses who are participating. I think we have about 18 to 20 businesses participating. Since April, we've had over 300 downloads. We have 321 downloads of the app. We have had over 680 deals scanned or saved, and 138 deals actually redeemed. So 138 deals redeemed at all of these local businesses over the course of the trolley schedule from April through July. So these are such great numbers. I myself didn't know if people would actually download an app, but since we've gotten all of these people that have downloaded an app, we're going to be expanding the use case, and it's not just going to be the Trolley Passport application anymore. It's going to be the Del Mar Loop application. So still having deals from businesses. We also want to have just promoted products, featured product of the week, not necessarily a discounted item, but just something that someone wants everybody to know about. We'll have our events on the app. And even if you want to engage with the events, we'll have maps on there or help guide you through. We're going to be planning some self-guided tours. Maybe it's a day in the loop or a cocktail crawl that people can do on their own if they download the app, as well as, of course, when it's trolley season, we'll have the trolley schedule, and there'll be ways to engage just with the loop and with our customers. We can do push notifications and really just keep in contact and keep them engaged and wanting to come back to the Del Mar Loop. So if you haven't already signed up for the Trolley Passport app, now is the time, especially since we've seen so many deals redeemed at different businesses. Please reach out to me. We'll get you signed up. My email is director@thedelmarloop.com. And this is just an exciting moment because we're seeing an application for community actually be very successful. And we're, of course, going to be using this for student events. We're partnering with WashU on the Evenings in the Loop event. And it's just a really great Great time to kind of push this even further. So Miles and Becky, if you guys want to talk about introducing this to businesses, I already have like a welcome packet for it, so I'll send that over. But we'd love to get more people signed up and engage with this application since it's seen so much success. So
awesome. Well, great job, Samantha. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions for Samantha or anything? All right. I see we got Dan on there. Welcome, Dan.
Well, I finally figured out how to get on. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So moving on. So we're going to go to Dan Wald for the treasurer report.
Suzanne, you're going to love my report. We have a huge sum of $18,832 in the bank. And going forward, if people want it, I suppose we could send out a check register for the month before all the time so you could see exactly where the money's being spent. That's, you know, kind of what I used to do years ago. But that's my report.
All right. Well, thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. Okay, so moving on to some of the EDRST projects that had been already done here and completed. I think some people, businesses also from St. Louis Magazine and STL Bucket List have been around to 27 businesses. They've contacted them, and the promotions for this stuff are slated to go out here in the next month or so to really start promoting our businesses through that program. It's going to be a great promotion for us going into the fall here for all the local businesses and stuff like that. So, and there's still some spots left on the STL magazine. So if your business hasn't signed up for those, we sent out an email to everybody to sign up, and there is some spots left on the St. Louis magazine one if they haven't. So, but that's great. And also the trash in the loop, I don't know if you guys noticed, we had workers down there cleaning up the loop. Cleaning the streets, cleaning the wells, redoing the bricks and all this. I think the loop is looking tremendously better. It looks great. The weeds are all gone. And I hope everybody's noticed. The workers down there have appreciated the businesses who brought them water out when it was really hot out there. And they did a great job. So they worked along with Jesse too from U City Bloom. And I think that we got Sorry, my computer was going to die. I think we've got a good plan moving forward to keep the loop looking great and clean from here on out. So does anybody have any questions for me on this or any anything on that from any of the businesses? Or any comments? You want to raise your hand or? Brooke, do you see anybody?
No, not, I mean, no.
Okay. All right, then I'll pass it over to Ryan, who's here from Fusion Media, to talk about the events and the marketing in the loop.
Okay, so I apologize, Jessica is at a doctor's appointment, but she and I have been planning and working with this. Just so everybody knows, I met with Jay on Wednesday. We did a review and summary of our four events for the year. So starting with the holiday events, as well as the Ice Carnival, followed by the Mural Festival, and then the Budding Artist event. We just kind of went over just what it looks like this year. We got a really good head start. We've already started talking to some of our vendors. We had a meeting with Sean Leahy. He's the one that does Full Spectrum Ice. He does our ice sculptures. So we've already got him locked in and on board for the Ice Carnival. We're just in the process now of brainstorming on how to make it bigger and better this year. The ice sculptures, we've actually talked to him as well, saying, you know, if we were able to find a little bit more money, because Jay and I have talked also about potentially bringing in some sponsorships. So we're working on a package for that to try to alleviate any price inflections from our vendors with regards to inflation. So with that being, we just asked them kind of if we spent a little more on ice, if we could find that money, if there was a way to get another discount, just because this is one of his pinnacle events. He does appreciate what we do for him, as well as what he creates for the area. The other thing that Jessica and I have been talking about with regards to the events this year is an event, events within the event. So we want to have more micro events happening along with that. The biggest thing obviously with us is we want to make sure that we are transitioning the traffic of the event goers from one end of the loop to the other. The goal is to get them everywhere, not just focused into one area. Without closing the street, the activation areas typically are the Tivoli parking lot. Fitz's, whenever Michael's able to offer that parking lot with us. I know he does that for the Ice Carnival. I'm going to hopefully reach out to you, Michael, again later and just find out how we can do that with all of our events and what it is we'd like to see, and so we can create a plan for that. And then dance space in the market in the loop. That's going to be the other area. So that's three spots that gets people to jump between parking lot four all the way down to the end of Leland. And then when we have the Ice Carnival, that helps transition them to the east as well if they partner with specific events. So again, right now it's more of brainstorming of how to reimagine what we need to drive traffic into the businesses during those events without taking away from what they look for. Like obviously our Ice Carnival is a pinnacle one. The mural festival keeps gaining strength. Subtext has already indicated that they want a mural on one of their buildings once development is complete. I believe Dan reached out and asked about something in the market. So there's a lot of things going on there. The other thing too is I just want to make sure that the board, if you guys have any questions or concerns or any suggestions, to just email Jessica and I or go through Jay, and then Jay can filter that down to us. Same thing with businesses. You know, when we get the information, we just want it now funneled directly through us. I meet Jay every week. So there, we're going to go ahead and create that plan so that we're taking everybody in. Again, as Suzanne said before, it's about buy-in. So we're going to try to find new ways to develop buy-in from the area. I think that the plan going forward right now is pretty strong. I like the events that we have. I just think that they can be tailored a little bit better. And now that Jessica and I have a full year to plan that, I think that we have the ability to do that. So anybody have any questions with regards to the events?
Anybody raising a hand there, Brooke?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Ryan.
No problem.
Appreciate that. And yeah, I think the events are going to be good this year with a lot of, you know, time we got to plan them. So I think it's going to be really good. Yeah. Okay. Moving on, I already kind of spoke about the cleanup on number 11 there that went on in the loop. You know, again, on that, also that issue, if you guys see anything that's, you know, in the loop that needs to be addressed or there's something, then please email me or Brooke. You know, my email is jay@visittheloop.com. You guys can email me anything there. And I'll respond to that and take care of any situations that are in the loop. All right, moving on to old business. Is there any old business? No old business? Anybody? Any new business? All right. So we're going to open it back up to public comments again. Does anybody have a public comment for the second round of public comments?
So I'm going to move Joe over first. And if anyone else has a public comment, I'd ask that you raise your hand. Anyone on the attendee side? Joe, you're moved over.
Well, thank you. I just want to comment how wonderful and clean the loop is looking. The cleanup that you guys have orchestrated, I guess Jay and others together, have it's really made a difference.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I think it really does. I think walking around, people really notice a difference. And, you know, and I've, you know, one of the other things that we could help the businesses out there, that if you guys are walking down the loop and you see those posters and all those things on the poles there, I just rip them down. I just walk down and I just rip them down to keep it, you know, because there's a lot of stuff on there that, you know, if I've had my employees say, hey, you guys need to go out there and take those posters off those poles that keep people keep plastering on there. So that's another way to keep it looking clean and nice around the loop too. So thanks, Joe. Appreciate the comment.
You're welcome.
Okay. Last call. Does anyone else on the attendee side wish to speak? If so, please raise your hand and I will move you over. Okay, I don't have any hands up.
Okay. All right. So moving on to announcements, that the next board meeting will be October 14th at 9 a.m. To be determined on either Zoom or in person. We'll try and do it in person there. Again, if you have any concerns, to email me at j@visittheloop.com for anything or any business related stuff, or loop issues there too. And then any of the marketing stuff, you can go to Ryan and Jessica@visittheloop.com. So, all right. Is there a motion to end the meeting?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to end the meeting.
All right.
I second.
All right. Well, thank you all, everybody, and you all have a good week.
We got a vote.
All in favor.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.